mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 8, empathy and non-judgment. Mindfulness, the practice of being fully present and aware of your thoughts, emotions, and surroundings, lays the perfect foundation for building empathy, both for ourselves as well as with others. Empathy is the ability to understand and even share the feelings of another person. When we're attuned to our own thoughts and emotions, we're so much better equipped to recognize and resonate with the emotions of others. Through empathetic connection, we can create bonds of trust and support each other, helping us feel like we belong to a bigger community. And that's another thing that all humans crave, is feeling like they belong. But you can't really feel like you belong if you're constantly judging the heck out of people. Non-judgment serves as the bridge between mindfulness and empathy, and that allows for genuine connections to flourish. This entails suspending assumptions and biases and preconceptions as much as possible. It gets easier with practice, though, don't worry. On top of building more fulfilling relationships with others, empathy helps us align our intentions with the greater good of all. You don't necessarily have to think of others to manifest goodness for yourself, but let me tell you from experience that it makes it so much more fulfilling, faster, and easier when you do. If we can remove self-judgment and show ourselves gentleness, it'll be so much easier to just stop judging everyone else and cultivate a deeper level of kindness for others. Imagine how your interactions with yourself and others would change if you completely withdrew all preconceived notions, if you just told yourself to just let things be, let things go. Think of how many more expansion opportunities we would have if we didn't spend our energy judging and overanalyzing every last thing about ourselves and about others as well. Empathizing with others, within reasonable boundaries, of course, allows us to expand our mindfulness practices beyond self-awareness into the awareness of how others are feeling. We're not trying to operate in a vacuum here. We want to belong to a community, and in order to build a strong community, we have to better understand the feelings and experiences of others. Integrating empathy into mindfulness teaches emotional resilience as well as fosters a great sense of unity with the whole world, with the collective at large. So it's time to be empowered. empathy and non-judgment brings the well-being of others into our own mindfulness practices. We're no longer just doing this just for ourselves, we're also doing it for the good of all. This is empowering because we are all naturally inclined to want to belong to a group of people similar to us. We crave intimate and authentic connections. Mindfully choosing to remove judgment gives us just that. By releasing the need to evaluate others based on superficial characteristics or past experiences, we create a safe space in the present moment. The only difference between good and bad is our judgment. What I think is good might not be the same thing that you perceive as good, and that's our judgment. There is nuance and complexities in human nature. So when we relinquish the habit of judgment, we can free ourselves of the burden of comparison and criticism and unnecessary anger, and you might also find it easier to let go of some of those triggers. Everyone has a story. Everything has context. Everyone is only doing the best they can with the resources and the know-how that they have right now. And that includes you. Acceptance of the present moment unlocks the power of empathy. We all deserve to feel accepted for who we are, by ourselves, by our loved ones, and by our community. Universal love is channeled through the present moment, but it gets blocked by judgments. And this is purely egotistical. It's a habit that we don't have to adhere to. Through mindful empathy, we can transcend the boundaries of the ego and see how we're interconnected with everything else. Judgment is usually just a knee-jerk reaction, and there's nothing inherently wrong with it, as it is a result of physical evolution that we have gone through as a species, and it serves us well in some cases. But where it doesn't serve us is in mindfulness, where we are wanting to expand beyond the ego to tap into something greater than ourselves. So here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of non-judgment and empathy in your everyday life. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. First, validate feelings. Just as you would for yourself, let other people know that their vulnerability is valid. Even if the context seems confusing to you or doesn't make sense to you for whatever reason, their emotions are real, similar to your own emotions in any given situation. The context is there and it exists, and it's if you choose to judge it, that's up to you, but how people feel about it is always valid. Another thing you can do is perspective taking. Put yourself in the shoes of others to understand their emotions, their experiences, and their motivations. Imagine how you would feel in their situation to foster empathy. Turn this into a mindful moment. Set boundaries as needed. Just because we're not judging anyone doesn't mean we need to forego our own comfort for the sake of their comfort. We can express love and kindness to others without compromising our boundaries. So find that line for yourself and enforce it. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more Mindful Moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.